So what don't you want to talk about? Like, what scares you?
Scares me?
Mm-hmm. Nothing scares me.
Okay. We already started recording. That's why I asked. I do that shit to everybody.
I kind of figured because you're already talking in the mic.
Hey, you're smarter than the average bear.
I am.
Say that shit fast as hell. You gotta hold it like I'm holding it.
Can you hear me moving it?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Well, why didn't you give me something so I can hear?
Because I engineer too.
All right.
She just got an attitude like, all right, bitch ass nigga. So, I finally got JoJo, y'all. Why you gas? Why you gas like you didn't know your name was JoJo?
Here we go.
So,
my palms are sweaty.
Hey, if you have mom spaghetti, I swear this fucking podcast is gonna be over. You're not gonna hit me off with no Eminem shit. So, I'll do all the backstory. Joe, do you mind if I smoke? If you don't want to, if you think
that's your thing.
That sounds like a no, but I'm taking it as a yes. Hey, man, you shouldn't. Adults say yes or no. And I'm only going to smoke a little because it's only a little bud in here. God damn it. It done fell in the ass shit. So, I met Joe. What grade of school did you. You don't want to do that?
That. Go ahead.
Well, when did we start going to school together? Was it Carstens?
Well, we went to Carstens together, but...
When did you first attend Carstens? Because Carstens wasn't my first school. That was like my third school.
I went to Carstens like Head Start all the way through fifth grade, so...
Oh, shit, you got me beat. I think I did probably fourth and fifth there.
Yeah. Did you know my grandmother?
I don't remember too many people. But so you know who I remember? The gym teacher that had the high top and the glasses.
The man, yeah.
The black dude that was outside throwing rocks and one hit him in the lip.
Ooh.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that as a kid. He was
that
mad
was
as shit.
Curry. He used to hit us with the paddle, with the little thing, ruler thing.
He was black.
When you say black, do you mean like a black man or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like younger. He put you in the mind frame of the age realm of like what Dwayne Wade. I mean, what Dwayne Wayne was. Like, he was probably in his 20s, 30s.
No, absolutely not.
How old was he?
He was older. Like,
I don't remember, dog.
He was at fourth or fifth grade. Well, that's the only gym teacher I remember.
You went there. It could be a different school. I don't know.
How many elementary schools did you go to?
About four.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't remember who was who.
Hell no. Wait. Was he a short, older gentleman? Like more gray than black hair?
So, no. He still had black hair that I can remember. He was, like, brown skin, and he had, like, a real strong, like, raspy voice.
Yeah, your memory better than mine.
So when you ever saw anybody get hit with the ruler in gym?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that's the only way you remember him, because he always did it. And he always made all of us watch.
He weird. In this day and age, kids would have been able to be like, you weird bitch.
Let me tell you something. I was so scared of him, right?
And your people worked there.
My grandmother did work there.
Okay.
I was so scared because I didn't want to get paddled.
But JoJo, you wasn't bad.
Yeah, I wasn't, but I was still scared. Back when I was in elementary and stuff, I was like a little more timid and stuff like that. So I peed on myself in that gym class before because I didn't want to.
Damn, that motherfucker was wet when you was little. That's crazy, Jo.
Chill out.
So you. You peed on yourself because you was afraid?
I was afraid to ask him to go to the bathroom.
And you know what? That's some normal little kid shit. Like, I ain't really fucking with dog. I take this piss.
Yep. That's what it was.
And I don't think adults understand what it is. It's like, nigga, you another big person. It's cool for you.
Another big person.
I'm little. Like, dog might be on bullshit with me. But, so Carson's.
I need a mic stand.
You need a, not she lazy.
Come on.
So, I remember Joe's, probably like 4th, 5th grade.
You remember me at Carson's?
Yeah, Joe's.
Really?
Yep, I remember Melanie, too.
Melanie?
Yep. Johnson?
Melody?
Melody? Yeah, mm-hmm. Melody. I remember her. Both of y'all was, I think y'all was, 1 and 2, depending on the season, most popular, finest girls in that bitch.
Oh, interesting.
Niggas love, dog. Oh, she was the shit. She was the shit. Like, you would think that she would end up owning her own business and being super fucking successful, how much of the shit she was.
She is.
I don't know that. I don't talk to them.
She is. And that's my girl. Shout out to Melody. I actually planning to go to Houston. That's where she lives.
Okay. I didn't think she still stayed here.
Yep, she does. She owns a lot of businesses. She is very successful.
I wonder, can she teach me how to scam?
Anywho.
Yeah, so y'all was that. I'm trying to remember if you, me and you didn't go to the same middle school, so that's nowhere.
No, because I went to Remus. 6th through 8th.
Hey, how does it feel to only go to 3 schools in your whole fucking life? Like, how does that feel?
Honestly, I thought that was pretty normal.
Nah, man, I was hood hopping. I went to Carstens, Nichols, Krolik, Damon J. Keefe. And it wasn't like I was a bad kid. We was just going to a whole bunch of fucking schools.
Yeah, no. I didn't have that luxury. All of my family went to Carstens, Remus, Southeastern. All of us.
Oh, so no folks for you.
No folks for me.
No folks for you.
Only when we went to Southeastern my senior year, we went to folks. That was the only time.
Oh, yeah. That was weak as hell, too.
It was.
Because they, at first, it used to be the 9th grade building. But then they kind of switched it. And I was like, it was kind of cool because they gave them.
I remember being 9th grade. I just remember going to Southeastern.
Because all of them connected.
9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. 12, my 12th grade year, we went to folks. There was.
Because it's all connected. That's what I always heard.
It's not connected. It's 2 different buildings. Well, it was.
I heard you could walk through that bitch.
No, that's not true.
Somebody lied to me then.
Yeah, they did.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad that people lied to me. Shit, I lie to people. So, okay, Southeastern. And through this whole experience of me and Joe's knowing one another, we never really interacted like that.
Not at all.
We didn't even have the same groups of friends, but we knew people in other people groups of friends.
Yeah.
We just had a weird conversation about Joe asked me 77 times. Is you going to tell me the story?
77 times.
Who? She's in this bitch sounding like an owl. Who? Joe, like, hold on. I'm going to tell you.
I don't like surprises, so I'll be trying to.
So the first time you got pregnant, how the fuck did that happen? Like,
oh, you want to, for real? I'm going to let you in my business.
I don't mean it that way if you don't feel comfortable talking about it.
Let you in my business. No, I ain't going to.
Okay. Hey, I thought you were going to go on more.
It wasn't a surprise. I mean, I knew when I was pregnant.
Oh, you knew?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's different. That's different if you fucking knew when you was.
Of course.
So I'm fast forwarding y'all a lot through this because it's been like, with me and Joe's, we knew of one another. I don't think she knew that I liked her.
No.
Right. And I damn sure know she didn't tell me she liked me either, motherfucker. She
ain't didn't know you.
She ain't the, but don't hold me and make me seem like the stalker nigga. I felt like
you're
Kevin
telling
Campbell.
The story. I'm just saying, I didn't know you like that. I just knew of you and I knew who
but,
you were.
But and you knew I was attractive. Say that part too. Handsome as fuck. A nice, attractive young gentleman.
You were.
I didn't hear that part. Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. Hold on. We're going to get into that. That's the part I want you to talk about. So, after after high school, it was, what was it? After high school, I think you was.
After high school.
19?
Had to be. Like, going on.
19.
Or, yeah. Well, yeah, because it was like 05.
Hey,
no,
I was
it wasn't.
I think it was before it was, that. Before like 04 or 05.
Right. Well, yeah, because I was in beauty school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we graduated 03.
Right.
Yeah, I was.
Right. And it was after. Yeah, you're right.
So I was in there good before Wale and Wiz Khalifa hit. So I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And now if I was in there around Jeezy time, oh, we would have had a baby. Jeezy, all that trap shit, you got me fucked up. So,
No, Jeezy was, man, definitely.
No, we'd be parents.
Parents.
No, on Jeezy first CD, then they got a song called Tear That Pussy Up. You thought I wasn't gonna obey? He didn't say shit about pulling out. He said, tear the pussy up. I'm nothing in this. You got me fucked up. Tear that, oh, shit. What?
Nothing, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I couldn't be.
That's the only way, that's honestly the only way I know that song.
What?
It's because of you.
The Jeezy?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, we old enough to where we could hear a song and they'd be like, this song crazy, but let it ride. I remember somebody.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So.
I wish you could play that one song, though.
I hate
anyway,
you, bitch.
Let's go. Yes.
I'm not playing that.
You should.
I'll play it for you later. So, probably, I think it was Black Planet we ended up talking on.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, she put the pictures up, and I'm like, I know this motherfucker. Let me put my 12-year plan Checkmate. In action.
Jack, pop, pop, jack.
Yeah. What? Jeezy. The whole time you ain't know I was in the studio with Jeezy looking on your Black Planet page. Why you think he dropped him into that pussy up? I was like, Jeezy, if I ever get the chance, my nigga. If I ever get the chance, I'm going to make a song for you.
Something is wrong with you.
So, we ended up talking off Black Planet and righteously, I can't say reconnecting like connecting. And then we also figured out that we liked one another.
Mm-hmm.
And for me at that time, it was very surreal. Because it's like, nigga, this Joe's. Like, we don't even call her government name. She is, she's comfortable with being called Joe's. That's how much niggas don't call her a government. Mm. If she was out here selling dope, niggas already know. Why ain't you never try selling dope? That's you got a sweet ass name to sell dope.
I don't know what I did, parents. Anywho, back to the story.
And y'all will hear my government a lot. Y'all will hear my government a lot.
What am I supposed to call you?
Daddy.
Keep going, Paris.
Or father. When I get older and I get pussy, I want to be father. Don't call me daddy no more. I have grown. Call me father.
Something is true.
Father. You're knocking the bottom loose, father. Can I get an amen? I'm going to hell. So we ended up talking. This was the longest summer.
It was.
By far. This it summer was. Had to be 6 months.
Man, it was.
Boy, this was a time. You it talk was. About riding over in J car in the middle of the night to sit outside
yep.
on the porch
yep.
and kick it to 2 o'clock in the morning. Yep. I'm over here 10. I'm leaving 2:30. I'm leaving 2:30. Have I ever seen the inside of the house? No. I think I pissed on the side of the house or had to pee before I came.
This is true.
Yeah, it wasn't no, oh, you could come in to pee. Bullshit.
Nope, not at all.
What? This was a time.
At either house.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had to pee before both. I had to pee before both. So this is a time where gas was fucking $1.75. $5 to get you right.
Yeah.
10, you in. 20, that's too much money. 20, too much money. So I ended up pulling up on Joe's, and we would just sit and talk.
Always pulled up because I wasn't driving at that time.
Yeah, for sure.
Always.
And I was borrowing Jay shit. So she we would talk and get to know one another and reminisce. And I think that's the part that kind of stuck with me the most, because I feel like around that time, like my the right after high school times, mm-hmm. so the 04 through probably like 08, 09, I believe those was the times that I had certain virgins. Like, I was new to love. I was new to being woo, that ginger beer, baby. Hey, time. I was new to having access to somebody like that. Mm-hmm. So it was me being mm-hmm. so newly having access like that. That's when I felt like it was pure. Because mm-hmm. these was my first times having these feelings like, oh, shit. Well, I like somebody and I'm older and it's like no holds barred. Like, can't nobody tell me get off the phone?
Right.
Can't nobody tell me, hey, I don't want you around this motherfucker. It was like, nigga, we grown. If you say we can't, bitch, we just gonna start meeting up down the street.
Indeed.
What the fuck? Like, we're sneaking.
Indeed.
So, me and Joe's ended up just talking, and that was around the time that me, Rob, Jay, depending on Therese, sometimes was all hanging out doing shit.
Yeah.
And Joe's was my plus one.
Yep.
My plus one all the time. And the crazy part is, I was having so much fun that one summer that was 6 months that I don't even really think I pressed her for the cheeks.
No.
Mm-mm. But it was something like, I think she took more lead with that shit than I did.
I wouldn't say that because I know I wasn't.
No, not as far as pressing me. I think you kind of made mention of it.
You think so?
I always want to see the titties, Joe's. Like, like, come on, you had them bitches since fucking, what was it? Elementary?
Not elementary. They came like eighth grade, like right before I went to the
No, man, nigga, please. I don't remember that shit.
Well, because you were not around eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. So, you know what? It had to be high school. I just think I liked you because you was dark skinned when we was little. And you was cool. So I think it was that. And then you came with double D's and shit to start off your ninth grade year. She started off her ninth grade year with a fucking bang. She had this bang, bitches. That's a nice shirt you got on. Bet you can't feel that bitch out. Joe had that bitch, so I'm going to throw some D's on it way before that shit came out. Well, yeah, Joe's for sure had a booty on her chest. A booty. Joe, fuck you. That's one of them. Man, fuck that. Hell no. Joe had the package. It wasn't too many big titties. Like, if it was big titties, it was on a big bitch. You was slim with the bitches.
That's true. That's very true.
Nigga, you was the 90s killer. You was the 90s killer. You had all the shit that the grown-ass women had.
Did I?
Titties get you in the game. We won't fuck with ass then. It's them titties. Yeah, so Joe's had the bitches. I think, I don't remember. I want to say you kind of made mention of it. I think if I made mention, I was pump faking the whole fucking time. Like, I was pump faking. That wasn't important to me. But then the time we did fuck, her head turned, so I don't know if I can tell that story. But if I'm in trouble, I'm in trouble. I love y'all too much. We ended up moving. She ended up moving from the east to the closer east.
Right.
Over her people crib. Like
48224 to 48215.
Yeah, see, you remember shit better than me. Mm-hmm. I don't remember none of that shit. Mm-hmm. And when the deal was, I think I was moving her in the middle of the night. I was moving so much shit.
Yes.
I'm talking about trips. We was going back and forth, back and forth. And I think.
What was that, a Grand?
Grand Am. Yep, Red Grand Am. That was Jay shit. So I moved her so much. And I don't think young niggas work for ass like this. I was in that bitch working. I think I moved her 2 days. in another nigga car. So, hilarious. Man, but really, but it's more so like, I think we had it to where we was like, no, we gonna make this shit work. Like, this shit gotta work no matter what.
Yeah.
So, that's what I think did it. And then you asked me, you was like, yo, I'm gonna need some help. And the crazy shit was, we was young as fuck, but you was moved. All your shit was moved.
I was.
Yeah, we was young as fuck. Like, that's some shit that some adults should have got done. But we young doing
that
it.
That was a crazy, weird,
long ass summer.
Long summer for
that,
sure.
That summer was like 6 months, for real. And by this time, I'm around this bitch. I'm fronting everything, nigga. I'm fronting gas. Yep. Yep. I'm fronting meals. Yep. But when you like somebody, you fucking find a way. When you that young and is that pure, man, that shit don't seem like that. You be having to look back and be like, God damn, where the fuck was I getting this money from? And I know where I was getting the money from. I was sweeping up the salon.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That nigga Jay would give me the car on E. And I put some gas in it and bring that bitch slightly back on E. And he'd have an attitude. And I'd be like, nigga, you gave it to me like this. Or sometimes he had gas in it and I'd ride that gas. I'd be like, damn, I owe you. I owe you. Nigga, I had to get there. It's gas in this bitch, nigga. This what's up. So, even after that, I think on the last trip of me moving you, we ended up, like, doing it in a car at a park or
at
some shit.
At a park, yes, indeed.
Hell yeah, not even looking around. And the crazy shit is, you know, you ain't getting ass naked in the car. Man, what? I've been trying to see Joe's titties my whole fucking life. I had to remember to be like, hey, nigga. My inner voice was like, hey, nigga, pull out the titties. What the fuck is you doing?
Oh, my God.
I'm at this bitch trying to hit her. Why she got this t-shirt on? My pants halfway down, shoes still on. I'm immature as fuck. I'm immature as fuck. Out here, I'm gonna pull my pants down a little bit. And I'm gonna get some. What, we fold them windows the fuck up? And I think that shit was like 10 minutes. If that.
I don't remember. I remember that, but I don't remember how long.
It couldn't have been. I ain't had the stamina I grew to have as a man. As a young nigga, I was a 1-2-3 kid. One,
it
two,
was
and I'm out.
It was the Jeezy song at that time, though.
You said what?
It was the Jeezy song at that time.
Tear That Pussy Up?
Yep.
Yep, you right.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that was on his first album. I'm trying to see how I survived. That and that zero. So, Joe's end up moving to the further east, well, closer east. And then when you move closer east, it was more so of us, like, I think by that time, we was kind of like hit and miss then.
Yeah,
we was falling off. We and the other side of the story is something I had to tell to Joe's. The only reason, one of the main reasons that I really didn't fuck with Joe's, because Jay was in my head, and Jay was like, I don't think you should fuck with her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I had to recently tell her about that shit, because I never told her, because, you know, my loyalty was always with Jay.
Always.
Yeah, she would be around everybody, and
yeah.
It was the beginning of Jay's wife, Ray, and Adrian, and Rob.
Yeah.
And it'd be me and Joe. And with it being me and Joe around that time, I did have feelings. I didn't speak on, like, yo, I want her to be my girl and shit like that. It was always that because. Speak your mind. It's a safe place.
That sucked. Because we were doing everything that people in a relationship should do. I was around the family. I thought I was good with the family. Well, I know who I was good with now.
Whole time Jay been her ops and she's sick now.
I didn't even know. I thought we was cool. We always talked about the salon life, all that type of stuff. And then you hit me with. Yeah, so this what happened, right?
But it wasn't me, though. It wasn't me.
Yeah, but I wish that you were more mature back then to understand what was going on. Like,
but Joe, once again,
so
not
you
to,
can't really blame me for us
so
not going anywhere. Like,
so nobody can take fault in this, how I feel. Like, I can't look at you and fault you and say, like, I wish you would have said some shit. Or I wish you would have been more active and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You really got to take it for, like, what it was. That was a learning process. Yeah, I don't think we'd be better people, like, if we didn't go through that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. sometimes lost love treats you how to, you know, treat love for real. Because sometimes you could be like, hey, man, I'm just going to let love be love. And it can sit there. Other times you'd be like, bitch, you better get your ass over here, love. Yeah. Nigga, I love you, love. Yeah. So it's different. Yeah. And I'm about to do some whole shit. Joe's missed out on love so much she married a love. Bang. That was a good one. Bang. Cause Joe's first child name is Love.
It is.
Yeah. And she used to refer to him as Love. But back to what we was talking about. I'm bad at hopping off subjects. That's something where I don't wholeheartedly fault Jay. Because if I fought Jay, then I got to fought your mama.
Right. I mean, we talked about that before, yeah.
Yeah, so they don't know that part. So the part of me not fighting Jay, by this time when Joe's moved to the east.
That's
the
Hall, yeah.
Yeah, when mm-hmm. she moved over there, she gonna make it easy to find her, y'all. I mean, that's crazy.
Who don't know where I'm from? People know where I'm from.
Yeah, it'd be people with different cities and states listening to this shit, too. Yeah, just, yeah.
Anywho.
she hold me like, I don't give a fuck about them, nigga. She basically, when she moved over there, her mom was, like, trying to hook her up with people. And it was an older dude. This nigga drove, had his own crib. This nigga was winning because I was borrowing the car. Y'all, I ain't have it like that. But around that time, her mama was hooking her up with people. Jay was actively kind of like on my ass. It wasn't no shit where he said it mm-hmm. once. Like, he was kind of like, you know, kind of dwelling on the shit. And then...
crazy. I still... Oh,
she still fucked
it.
Up. I told her this shit 3 weeks ago. She about to block him on a book now. She about to block, bitch. Bitch ass nickel. So, to get back on Taz, mm-hmm. you know, he was actively, you know, yeah. still staying in it and things of that. And,
maybe he just thought you wasn't ready.
I ain't trying to make shit up for him. I think he was hating. Like, I'm always going to say that. I think he needed me at the salon. I think, you would have been a big distraction. I think you would have forced me to be like, hey, no. Like, I think you would have grown me up faster. Because having that. Mm-hmm. And speaking about growing up, would you like to tell the maturity level that I had from time to time of hanging out?
You didn't.
Yeah, I really didn't say anything. Actually, what would you say? For?
Go ahead.
I ain't call you out your name.
No, you never did. Not directly.
No,
Not directly.
Hell no.
But you definitely let me know when you was pissed off at me.
And what she's talking about, she had a song. It was a song by Zero called I Hate You, Bitch. And me and Joe.
This man would play this song okay, so
go ahead.
Loud.
Go ahead.
And drive so fast to bring me home. So petty.
Uh-huh.
Drive so fast to get me home.
Okay.
And I don't think sometimes I probably wouldn't even get right out the car.
She's talking about she was tuck and roll. Don't say that in this atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I mean, this community that we mm-hmm. in. Niggas ashamed me. Talking about this motherfucker didn't even care enough to see if I get in the house. Mm-hmm. I was very immature. I was very, thought that I could just overload people with emotions mm-hmm. and hey since I feel like this you have to listen
mm-hmm.
and my word is key, but that's coming from a place of one, it's not an excuse, it was super immature, and that's why I love people that could tell this side because mm-hmm. now you see the growth and people be like mm-hmm. hey nigga, it's leaps, like we would have thought you would have been the toughest soft nigga
man,
around
man.
This bitch
man, oh man.
Yeah, so that was just a time where I wasn't able to, and it's like when I got the freedom to be like, hey, I could be around people and tell how I feel and tell my truths and all that, I overly did it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it'd be like, damn. But that taught me how to have patience and tact with a lot of shit. Like, hey, nigga, it's how you say it. That's why interactions now, mm-hmm. I say like, well, if you think I meant it this way, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I find myself over-explaining for mm-hmm. when I was younger and I was just out this bitch just saying whatever.
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me. But Joe's ain't fucking scot-free either. Joe's was so, what's the best way to put it? So reserved that she didn't speak up enough. So
I
she played, like, I would go off. She was damn near like a girlfriend therapist. Like, you could go off. And I'm happy that the shit didn't work out back then, because I'd be a fucked up nigga. I'd be a shell of a nigga. I wouldn't be this nigga I am now. Mm-hmm. So, woo, you dodged the bullet, motherfucker. I'd be, man, fuck you, you whole ass nigga. I hate I gave that nigga some pussy. Yo daddy here. I'd be that nigga. You know he outside.
Terrible.
Soft ass. I'd be the one checking up.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah, so I'm happy I missed that. I'm happy I missed that. Thanks, yeah. Jay. I rarely thank him.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I rarely thank him because he's a piece of shit, to say the least. But no, he's my brother. I love him. I don't trust that nigga with $2. But even with that, just young, and Joe's will really just listen. And she has so much more game than me. Like, she really showed that. She, like, Joe's been cool since, like, school. Like, she one of them people that always been reserved. You ain't never hear her. Did you fight? Like, who you raise your voice at? Who you call a bitch-ass nigga?
Nobody. Not until, you know, grown adult.
Right. Type stuff. So that's what I'm saying. You still kind of kept the standard. And motherfuckers will still roll up on you and ask you. Like, you could really lie to your kids and be like, hey, I used to sing. I was famous. Because they'd be like, oh, JoJo, what's up? Everybody be happy as fuck to see you. When I be looking at them niggas be thinking they know me. And I be so weird. I be like, no. Uh-huh. I be like, no. But you go to it like, hey, yeah, you do know me. I'm such and such. I never in my life do that shit.
Yeah. That's me.
That's because you've been cool from that long. Like, you've been popular. And some people, popularity kind of, like, fuck them up. And other people, they're able to, like, not take it all in. Sometimes once you believe you famous, you start acting different. And niggas look at you and be like,
yes, indeed.
Like, that's why you ain't cool. But you definitely were just in a space of, you always gave, like, older woman vibes. Like, I would have hated if you had your own crib at 18, 19. That bitch would have been... Let me give our age up. That bitch would have been decked the fuck out. That bitch would have been player as fuck. And that's the shit that I think part of that, me being in those spaces, having those tough conversations, I don't even remember half of our conversations, but I felt like they were so fucking deep just about life and about, like, the little shit. We was happy splitting McDonald's.
Heck yeah.
We was eating good, too. We wasn't at that bitch. We wasn't at that bitch on some cheap shit. We had $10. We was eating $8 worth of shit.
It was some good time.
We was getting fries, all that shit. Man. Yeah.
It was a really good time.
I think all of it was. And the crazy shit is, me and Joe's wasn't fucking like that.
No.
I think out of this, that 6 month summer we had, that turned into probably like a year and a half. I think we probably fucked around like 3-4 times.
Maybe three. I think three.
Yeah, three.
I think.
If you say two, I'm throwing this fucking mic at you.
No,
I know it's
I think three.
Oh, okay.
I can remember two times. I'm just giving us a possible.
Ain't that a bitch?
I'm just saying. It just wasn't happening. So, we didn't have nowhere to do it.
No, don't clean it up, because we fucked that apart. We started off on bullshit. We could have finished there. Don't do that whole ass shit.
We could have finished it. Hilarious.
So, I know for sure it was twice at Jay crib. It was in his bed, too.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. I lied.
It was not.
I lied.
Let me think.
That was that nigga bed. I think one time it was upstairs in the theater.
Yes.
So, you remember the dog?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how I know you remember
that it, little
miniature Minnie. Chihuahua, Minnie.
Yep. Minnie.
So once in the theater, once in his bed, once in the car. That's three. I don't think I smacked cheeks at the salon.
I don't think we were. But all right.
Well, we was. I remember that shit. Because that's when you told me, like, oh, man. I felt like we was hooping. That felt like basketball. I didn't know if that was cool or I don't know if she was on me or not. But our shit wasn't built off sex. Our shit was built off having deep, intimate conversations and actually sharing space. Mm-hmm. That's why I think majority of our times have been. And just as a whole, it's always nice when you can have that, the shit from your childhood. The shit mm-hmm. that, you know, kind of molded you, kind of made you, kind of had you as like, oh shit, nigga, I remember. So when you see it with little niggas now, you be like, oh nigga. And you give, I'm a nigga that give good advice now. I'm like, hey, my nigga, if you fucking with her, fuck with her. Like, hey, that's one you won't be fucking around cheating on. Like, nigga, like her other one, her cousin, nigga, you can fuck her and all her friends. Don't nobody care about that. Y'all will laugh about it in y'all 40s. She'd just be mad for a little minute now. In your teens, she'd just be mad for a little minute, my boy. But all the rest of this shit, you got it. Knock that shit out the park, my boy. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to fuck with it, fuck with it. Because now, me and Joe's have grown so much, it's damn near like we don't know one another. Because 15 years happens fast. And us being 18 to...
15 years, more like 20-something years.
I ain't gonna say.
I'm just saying.
I ain't gonna say that for a dub. Because if we say like if we say 04, 05, right?
20 years.
It'd be approaching. But we didn't stop fucking around till like 06. So yeah, it's almost like. Like 17.
I graduated here in school, I think 06.
Yeah.
Beginning 06.
So it's almost like 17. Yeah, so don't put that smut on our shit.
It's not like 17, but okay, cool.
But through then, around that time, I got mad at Tone Littlefoot. Littlefoot took me over to Canada, and Joe's did some girlfriend shit this night. I was hanging out with her, and Littlefoot came to pick me up, and I was like, nigga, we got to stop over here because I got to see her. I'm like, I got to see her before I go out of town. Nigga, she came outside and that. With that, hey, I don't really want you to leave. That, if you gotta leave, my dumb ass, get in the car and pulled off a tongue, still. Mm-hmm. So she came outside, we talked for a little minute, and I gave her a hug, and I was like, all right, I'm about to go out, blah, blah, all that other shit. And I even remember I did a cool walk away. Like, I walked away kind of cool, like, I'm cool.
I was pissed.
Oh, well, tell your part.
I was pissed. I was mad.
You was?
Yes, I was mad.
Tell your part then.
Tell my part.
Shit, this bitch. I was pissed. I was mad. Yes. Motherfucker.
We was already in a space where it was like limbo. Like it wasn't what, you know, what we had was like dwindling down. So at that point it was like, damn. So I guess this shit is over. Like he chose the homies and I'm gonna go ahead and check out one, my mama. See what she's talking about.
Hey, and I want to let you know, blood is lying right now. My fault, right now, blood is lying. So
lying.
I'm about to tell you why I know you lying. Well, one, I can't tell you that. I had to remember what type of atmosphere we in. Can't tell women shit now.
Go ahead.
Let me hold my motherfucking horses. So, for the most part, Tom was promising me to go out of town. I mean, to go to a club. He was hanging that shit over my head for a minute. And I was like, damn, Tom, like, what up? And he was like, nigga, Friday, we gonna go. I think I kind of had plans with you Friday. And I ended up having to cancel them to fuck with Tom. But everything happens for a reason. Tom pull up. We out there drinking. We go to Canada. Everybody on the fat bitch. I'm pissed. I got Metro PCS. I can't even call Joe's. I'm sitting there, B, being a whole hoe in the club upset because everybody on the fat bitch like, oh, I want to go home. Like, nigga, I left this. I think I cussed them niggas out. Like, nigga, I left this shit. Like, nigga, what? This was the fuck I, look at what I left to fuck with y'all hoe ass niggas. Oh, I was pissed that night. Me and Tom has never hung out since then. I was so pissed.
Not since then.
Man, that nigga can't call me to get, he can't call me to meet him at a bar. I'd be like, come outside. Come outside. The fuck, I ain't going in. I remember that last time. So with that, I was very upset. And I ended up telling Joe's that shit too. Like, hey, like, I made a bad choice. I really fucked up. I shouldn't have went out with them. Cause I wanted to be with you that whole night. I wanted to be with you. I didn't want to be with them, but it was like, hey, we kind of made plans. Shit was like put in play. So since shit was put in play, it was more so like,
I don't think it was planned. I think it was just what happened. That was just what was happening every weekend or whenever we get together. Well, no. I don't think we made plans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we had some standing shit, basically. Okay, yeah. I will say that. Mm-hmm. And what else? And then when I think I kind of, I ain't see you for a little minute. So when I didn't see you for a little minute, it was, I think I just ended up hitting you out the blue. I was like, man, I'm about to come over there and see you. Excuse me. So with me saying I'm about to come over there and see you, this was one night. I think you was getting ready for bed. So you was like, man, I can't stay. Like, you ain't about to stay long. So we sat up there and we was talking and shit. And with us talking, Joe, with her, I don't know how to talk ass, finally said something to me. But by this time, I'm like, I think the writing was on the wall for both of us. So Joe was like, Paris, the nigga I want to be crazy over me won't. Yeah. But all these other niggas who I don't like fucking crazy over me. Yeah. I think I laughed or smiled and was like, wow. But I smile out of like sheer, like, I was taken back. I was embarrassed. I was smitten. It was all that. It was everything like that. If I could say the least, it was everything like that, or the most. It was everything. Like, that was my shy side. And Joe's, she knew about all the layers of me and all the different type of, like, you know, mannerism shit I go through. Because she would know I was about to go off on her and cuss her out. And she'd be like, nigga, you ain't about to do shit but go home. She never told me this shit until later. She was like, you about to go home and be on the phone with me the whole fucking time.
Definitely.
And that shit used to work every time. Yeah, that show you how she ran shit. I didn't run shit. I was a bitch.
That's funny.
I was a bitch.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was just being me. I just was.
Both of us was. Go.
Then you'll pull off real fast.
In a fucking 97 Grand Am. Knowing that bitch ain't going fast.
Real fast, burn a little rubber. Mm-hmm. Then 20-30 minutes later, we'll be on the phone.
Yeah. That's crazy. And I only fucked 3 times, people. Just so y'all can hear that. 3 times. Oh, I was pussy whipped off 3 times.
You were not.
I was.
You were not. Pussy whipped. You were not.
Mm. Yeah, it was more inner. Mm-hmm. It was more inner shit. Mm-hmm. I'm adding on for the people. It's more inner shit. So in this time and space, Joe's went off to be married twice. She blames me for the first one.
Definitely, I do. I definitely do.
Go ahead, go to the mountaintops. Tell your folks. Tell your folks.
Well, no, let me not do that.
Don't clean shit up for the people. Fuck them.
Seriously, like, really thinking about it, like, I was not verbal at all during the, like, when we was hanging out. I was kind of like, you know, I let you say what you say, and then I give my little short and sweet, and then that was what it was. But if I probably was a little bit more, nigga, let's do this type of thing, then we would have done it, I believe. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, because, again, I know I had the ops against me. I know that, but I'm just saying I could have been a little bit more vocal. A lot more, because I know I didn't talk back then.
So both of us get ways we wish we could have changed. But that makes it better.
When we stopped, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I know how to.
When we stopped, whatever we was doing, then yeah. Then I think that was like my next relationship was like.
So I'm gonna ask you some shit I know the answer to.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be very light skinned. Did you think that you gave yourself time to heal?
From us?
Yes. Sometimes the rebound fuck you up more. And I'm not saying as a person, I'm talking about the rebound you.
Yeah, I don't, I wouldn't say that because I really didn't get, I don't think I was like hurt or damaged by what went on with us.
Okay.
I know. I'm not going to say I wasn't hurt because I was because we did have something, but
mm-hmm. We had a lot of magic in like, that fucking bottle.
But at the same time, it was like, maybe it's time for, you know, the next part of our life.
And it was. It was. The next time. It was.
It was. So,
go ahead. Tell about how long was you with
my first husband?
Yes. After me. Because it seemed like it was like 3 years. No, because when did you get married?
07.
Oh, yeah, that was faster than that.
It
was
very fast.
Yeah, so that's right after we stopped.
Yeah, it was very fast.
I think I felt the way about that shit, too. I think I felt the way.
Maybe so. But we were not talking at all.
She was, hey, I got to start recording this. She gave that little cool girl smirk like, yeah, bitch, I wanted it to hit you some.
You were long gone at this time. Like you were.
So you ain't think of me none when you was getting married?
Here she was gone.
I didn't ask that question.
So at that time,
but what the? When the fuck did you miss a nigga?
Pierce, don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
No, fuck
but
all
at that.
That
time,
I've been sensitive as fuck on this bitch. Pierce. No, you about to be sensitive with me?
Relax.
You're right. Pierce. You're right. When did you miss a nigga?
Listen.
When did you miss a nigga?
And then like it was a whole different chapter of my story that started, and
I'm not here to drag or talk about any other male because at the end of the day, that was good. No, I'm not saying on your end. I'm talking about me. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about me.
Of course.
But when did you miss a nigga? That's the part I need to know.
I'm gonna say this. Back when, although we definitely had something going on, I was able to cut it off. And it had nothing to do with you. That was just how I was.
So I'm not missed? Hold
of
on now. I'm
not missed. Of course you were.
No, nah, fuck that. She talking about, nigga, them
honestly,
feelings dead,
honestly,
bitch.
That's what, it was like, okay, on to the next. I don't think so.
I'm more light skinned than that. I know I felt the way with
me getting married.
When I seen the pictures, I felt the way. I think I also, what was it? I don't think I went out the way. I think younger me, emotional me, probably threw himself into more being active with the freaks.
Yeah. I didn't know. Like after us and the way you were back when, I kind of was like, that was it. Yes, you were an emotional being, but you were an asshole.
Come on now, we all know that.
Yeah. So it was just like, okay, yeah.
My IG name, asshole right, by nature, yeah. Like my name is Trey. Come on,
baby. You were very much that.
Yeah, I was.
What was I supposed to do?
And he is. Fuck that. Fight for a nigga. Fight for a nigga. Fight. But I can't say that I expected you to do anything or feel a certain type of way. I think that we both had shit that we should have opened up and spoke about just after that time. And we still should have did a better job of checking on one another as
true.
A whole.
Very true.
I think that's, I feel like that's the most important part. that's the most important thing about it, is still maintaining that what we had. Because being adults, it's kind of like a reintroduction to one another.
Yes.
And it's like definitely some shit that we get that we like, hey, nigga, you done had that shit for years. The other side, mm-hmm, it'd be like, mm-hmm, hey, man, I don't even know this side. I should beat this side the fuck up.
I should.
Yeah.
Beat this. Did you
say? Yeah, JoJo, you have shown me sides of you that I was like,
fight her. Right now?
I should fight her.
Right now?
Like, yeah.
Now? Oh, okay.
Because everybody's different.
Well, yes, I'm very much different from back then.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were still quiet, JoJo, what? What?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, fuck all that. You about to hear some shit. You about to, hey. So, is it any questions that you would like to ask me? Some good ones. About that time. I start shooting in the fucking dark around this bitch.
I don't have.
Think about it. Take your time.
Honestly, with the conversations we've been having, you answered all the questions that I did have. Like, The main thing was why it never went anywhere.
Transpired.
Why didn't we make it like official ever?
Shit, it was a Jay shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's when different. You said that, I was really taken aback. Like, even through us not talking, you know.
Yeah, because he's actively been talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talked to you more than he let be known. But I think that's kind of his tactic, because it was another chick, probably like around the time you was getting married, I met her. And he kind of did the same shit, like, I don't think you should fuck with her.
Interesting.
Yep, dark skin, big titties, too.
Yeah, I know. You got a type.
Who?
The owl.
Oh. I guess that's me. Ben said I like dark skin big titties. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. That's crazy though. But yeah, I think he was nervous out on losing out on his little brother. Will I make an excuse for him? No. Was it wrong? Yes. It's not right on any level. Like, I feel like it's been sucking shit in it, because it's way more manipulation and it's way more of where I could have been at life. But one thing that everybody has to understand, that's why his punishment is way worse than the average nigga. Mm-hmm. That's why I can see me never fucking with him again. Mm-hmm. Because the shit you did when I was a young nigga, like, that shit that you can't never come back from. Mm-hmm. That's almost to the equivalent of, hey, nigga, I done fucked your kid to me. So I'm like, man, that nigga could die on the hill he on. Like, I don't feel no type of way about it, as right, far as... Right. I would never go out my way to try to build that relationship. And if he tried to build it, I'd be like, hey, man, what we had is what we had, my boy. That shit would never be the same. And I would walk off playing Jeezy. It'll never be the same no more, my nigga. And sometimes you have to understand, you have to do that. Like, my big plight is I'm a better person not being around him. Like, I'm a better person. Energy, thoughts, all that shit, I'm better. So, I don't want to get drained. Like, I love me. Yep. And if I stand on business about me and love me, and I be like, big me over anybody, I got to show it. And I have to show it even when it's hard.
Yep.
Because, I would want to go back and have my cool-ass brother who be at piss games and all that shit. But, nigga, you done show me and taught me all that shit. Nigga, what the fuck I need you for? If I keep on needing you through life, that means that what my grandmother put into me, what my dad, my mom, him, and everybody else put into me, that means it failed.
Because
I still need him. I'm an adult. I am a grown-ass adult who's able to walk on his own, function, understand life, and currently be in the process of fixing his life as far as the way I think, the way I approach shit. Go ahead, Joe. They can hear you.
She's like, because you're definitely different.
Yeah, you're definitely different.
It's it was shocking, like, us conversing around this time, like, to hear you say a lot of stuff, that, like, what you were just saying, like, the old parents wouldn't have said none of that stuff.
Nah, I was too. You can't see no wrong in that. It's right. And my cousin said that shit too. My cousin was like, "Nigga, nobody seen any like flaws. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you was so headstrong, JJJ. But you know who I give a lot of thanks to, and I didn't understand it until Mama Eve died. Mm-hmm. Rob. Yeah. Rob will always be in my ear. Rob started the chain shit. Rob would be like, "Hey, yeah, you doing all this shit for Jay, but what about you?" Yeah. He'd be like, "What about you?" He'd be like, "If he pick up and leave, what you gonna do?"
Yeah.
And then Jay conversation was like, "Well, my only concern is you," type shit. But I'm like, nigga, if I'm your only concern, motherfucker, then why the fuck I ain't benefiting how you benefit, motherfucker? Yeah. Like, you found somebody, fell in love, get married, and all your shit was pure. Like, nigga, you tainted my shit. So, bitch, I don't feel like it's fair. Hmm. But Rob would always be like, "Nigga, think about you. What you gonna do?" Yeah. Like, hey, at the end of the day, you driving his car. If he say, "Give my car back," or if you fuck his car up, what you gonna do?
Right.
He like, you gonna owe him forever. Because he gonna play that game with you. Type shit. Mm-hmm. Rob always left me breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. I probably like, what, 2 years ago? Probably like two, three years ago, I thanked him. I was like, "Dog, I appreciate you just for doing that, just for always keeping it." And that's when I knew I was on the right path in life, because Rob would look at me and Rob would be like, "But you got it." The conversation wouldn't be like, Rob be worried about his other brothers and shit. Mm-hmm. But with me, he'd be like, "No, man, you get it. Right. You cool, my boy." And Rob even came to work with me. And that was a lot. Because Rob don't like fucking with food. But Rob would be like, "Hey, I take a delivery for you. I do this for you." So Rob really looked out for me with a lot of shit. And had that support. He always just been there. But that was my dog. That's who helped me through a lot of the hard times. And Rob just, I guess he understood the bond was too tight back then. And he would always just leave me breadcrumbs. Like, "Yeah, but you got to think about you. But what you going to do? Like, you see what he building, but what you gonna do? Like, how you gonna figure your shit out?" Mm-hmm. So that kind of put the fire in me. That helped out a lot. And it also changed shit. As much as I want to be upset and say shit at Jay, Jay did kind of extend that bridge back with me and Mama Eve. Because after she kind of let, like, my uncle get in her head, I kind of left that shit to the wayside. It's like, fuck it. And nigga, she in the hospital, I don't give a fuck. She could have died at any moment back then. Me being stubborn.
Yeah.
And Jay was like, "Man," like, he would come over to my apartment. He'd be like, "Man, you should check on her." Mm-hmm. Like, "You should, like, you know, that's still your grandma." Yeah. And I used to be like, "Man, fuck her. I ain't doing that shit." But one of the, like, Jay, I give him 45%. The other, I always go over 100. The other 60 will always been a woman named Enda. Enda was, I'm talking about my baby. Mm-hmm. Older chick. Mm-hmm. She was respectfully slutting me out with the older poo nanny. She was hitting me off with the older poo nanny. And with her doing that, she knew about the trials of my grandmother and shit like that. And she righteously, she's always like, even after we fucked around, she'd be like, like, we'd lay in the bed for a little minute, and she'd be like, "Chocolate, I need you to do me a favor." And I'd be like, "What's up?" And she'd be like, "Chocolate, check on your grandma." And I used to be like,
shout out to her.
Man, no. So, with that, she's always stayed in my head. One day, you don't know it, but I told her on the podcast, one day I was talking to her. She had a brother who was in jail. And with her brother being in jail, he just got out. And she was like, "Man, this nigga want to hang out. He want to do shit. He want to, like, just do a whole bunch of shit." And she was like, "Yeah, man. Like, he want to go to a strip club and end the fuck with girls." But she was older. Her kids was, like, you know, a little older and shit. And she was like, "No, man." She like, "I don't want to go, but I got to hang out with him." And I was like, "Man, you know you his big brother." She was like, "Man, I'm going to go to the club. I'm going to call you when I get back." So I used to work midnight. So when I was getting off, we was texting for a little bit, then it stopped. So when she got ready to go out to the club, when she left, that was the last time I talked to her. Like 2 days later, I get a phone call. Well, no, I get a text, and the text was like, she gone. And I'm texting back. So I'm like, damn, she fried you that fucked up? Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it was her brother texting me like, no, my sister died. And I was fucked up. Yeah, I was fucked up. She ended up, I still don't know what happened, but from what people was telling me, I think she ended up like having some type of condition, and she went to the hospital, and then she never just came back from it. Wow. Yeah, and I would, my whole shit was after that, it was like, I gotta go see Mama Eve.
Yep.
Like, I gotta go see her, because I just heard it in my head, like, Chocolate, go check on your grandma for me. She used to say that shit, like, after we fucked, and it used to be different, like, putting on her clothes, and it used to be like, nigga, why you care? And why can't you still talk? I know I beat them cheeks. I was a young nigga. She used to tell me, like, she used to be like, Chocolate, you can't come over here trying to tear this pussy up like that. She like, it's kids. She like, my kids here. She like, I got to send them away to fuck you. About you, shit, baby, you know what you got to do. Yeah, definitely. So that was something where her and Jay kind of played a big part in it. So as much evil as he did, I still cut him a break, because righteously I should be going over there setting the salon on fire, sitting outside dancing and shit.
What good would that be?
It won't be, but fair is fair. I feel like the cost will be equal. Him having to rebuild a salon, start nothing out of something, yeah, it'd be equal. It'd be equal for the whole shit you did to me on several occasions. For sure, for sure.
You're good.
No, I'm actually great. I'm actually great.
Indeed, say that.
Yeah. Let me see how much gas I get in the car. Swing the block. It won't take me out of the norm. But, I don't know. What else do you have? I really wanted you to talk about the immature me. That's what I really want you to talk about.
The immature you.
Yeah. The half a shell of me. The less of a man. But this nigga, you get off work, throw your bags down. If Bob say shit to me again, I know I didn't sit you. Oh, wait, did you ever cry over me?
I did.
Really?
Yeah,
I knew this dick was fire. Please tell.
Oh, my God. Yeah, nothing to do with your penis, sir.
I said, dick, don't shortchange me, baby.
Whatever it is.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I did. I remember one time, and this is
I wanted you to cry a weekend. That's when you know. When you don't get shit to do, you cry a weekend. Ain't no dick that never had you cry a weekend.
We ain't talking about that.
Oh, okay, cool.
But again, back when, you were an asshole.
I made you cry because, like, I hurt your feelings?
Yes.
Oh. That's not a good cry.
What you mean? That's.
I'm talking about the cry that you miss me. Like, oh, I miss this nigga.
It was no, because you was always there, for one.
I was too accessible.
You was always there. That wasn't a bad thing, because at that time.
Man, fuck that. Yes,
we apparently needed one another.
Oh, yeah, you needed rides to McDonald's. And I needed something nice on my arm. That bothered me. Hey, back then I was paying for it.
It was only two in a possible time.
No, I was talking about paying for women. I'm not talking about sex. I was funding the lifestyle. I was driving you places and buying you food. I was funding the lifestyle.
You never drove me places that I needed to go. Only when you moved me.
Yeah. But you know what? You was the first person to be like, shit, I got a couple runs to make. Jason used to send me on runs. Man, it'd be me and you.
He would send you on runs, and I would be a detour.
Wasting his gas. Get back
to people looking like, so where you been? I went to go get JoJo. Like,
man, you got me fucked up.
That was part of the plan, Paris.
I don't give a fuck. I was taking them lashings too. I was like, nigga, man, fuck y'all. I'm not about to be riding around this bitch, no cell phone, no nothing, nigga. Nigga, I was calling you and saying I would be, I'd be over there in 20 minutes. Look out.
Yeah.
Damn, niggas, niggas didn't have cell phones back then.
How do we communicate?
I would call the house.
Really?
Yeah. So you thought your no job ass had a cell phone? I think you get a cell phone first. I think somebody get you a cell phone in your family and was paying the bill.
Cell phone back then? I had to. I had been in college.
04, 05?
Right. This was not 04, 05. It was like 05. It was only one summer period.
No, because we went into the other shit.
To what other shit?
Well, hold on. When did you get married?
07.
Yeah, so it had to be a summer and a half if I'm the next nigga after that.
It was when I was in beauty school. I was in beauty school 05. I graduated January of 06.
Yeah, could have been a summer. When you young, should I say one summer felt like months?
Yeah, it did. It did.
No. I'm trying to think, did I get all my fucking in during the summer? I don't never remember taking your coat off. I remember taking your coat off getting no cheeks.
So crazy.
Hey, you ever did the pull up on a nigga and just have on a trench coat?
No.
And the heels?
Nah, that, nah. Nope.
I done heard some wild shit about girls and shit that they do. I was talking to my my close friend, and we was talking about crazy shit about popping off and all that shit. So with popping off, she basically was like, I'm like, what's all the crazy shit you ever done? And she told me like, oh, played on a nigga phone, ordered a drink just to throw it in his face. I'm like, oh, you confident? Like, you around this bitch. Like you own some shit. And she was like, yeah, for one nigga, I pull up and top him off. And I'm like, pull up and top him off? Like, what the fuck does that mean? She was like, she'd do drive-by dick sucks.
Oh, my Lanta.
And I'm like, what? She like, yeah, I pull up, suck this nigga dick for a minute, and then hop in the car and get the fuck on. And I'm like, hey man, you gotta be dealing with the right nigga, cause if you deal with the wrong nigga, I'm chasing you the fuck down. And then she ended up telling me how one nigga was in traffic with her. And was like, bitch, you ain't gonna play with me. Like, you got me fucked up. Like, pull the fuck over and finish what you was doing. She said she was scared, get on the freeway, and just like get loose. And I was like, that's some weird shit. Like, you play the game different. So what's the craziest shit you did to a nigga?
You're in my business.
Duh.
I mean, like, in what aspect, though?
On both ends. Some shit where you fucked a nigga face up, and some shit where a nigga was like, I'm a killer.
Kill me?
Yeah.
I don't think nobody ever felt that way about me.
So what's the craziest shit you did?
I ain't never did no real wild and crazy.
What's wild and crazy to you?
I ain't never did nothing like that. Like, most I ever did was try to flush a phone down the toilet. Other than, like, physically hitting somebody.
You be out here punching niggas?
No, just one time. Maybe twice.
She ended up maybe once.
It was for a good reason. It wasn't just like I was that type of person. I'm just...
Oh, so y'all was in that bitch scrapping?
No, I was spiking him.
And he wouldn't hit you back?
No.
Strong man. Strong man.
I got choked up once. But this wasn't the same little thing. That was just... Yeah. And then I got put out. Yeah, I put out his house.
Did you drive?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, cool. It's cool if you drove. If you didn't, you fucked.
Yeah.
If you didn't, you fucked. Man, let me think of the illest shit I did.
Crazy stuff. I'm always chilling, so...
I put bitches out. For sure I put bitches out, depending on how they act.
I can definitely see and hear you doing that.
Shit ain't gonna change. I hope I don't never change from being that nigga. I hope I continue to put motherfuckers out that try to fuck with my atmosphere. The fuck? Yeah, I'm choosing me over anything. Anything living me.
Well, when you say it like that, you have to.
No, I just know how I function. I just know what's best for me. So if I had to get to a point where I'm asking you to leave, it's probably best. I guess probably best. Like, I ain't big on kicking people out my crib. Out, yeah. Like. But if you get on some wild shit in this bitch, I'm going to hop on some goofy shit, too.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's going to be me and you. I'm never letting nobody show their ass in this bitch, and I ain't showing my ass. I'm like, nigga, you think you the class clown? Somebody hit the music. Dun, 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 dun. Nigga, I'm about to show the fuck out. Me fucked up.
Do you don't hate that no more? You used to hate that.
Hate what?
When somebody called you stupid.
That shit don't bother me no more. When you grow.
That used to bother you. Like, you wanted to fight somebody did that to you.
I did. I did. That was also weird. Immature me in 20 years ago. So I would hope I evolved. If I didn't evolve, what the fuck am I doing? Indeed. If you can still look at me and be like, you stupid, I'd be like, and you're ugly, and we both at work, so what you want me to do? Like, rather be stupid than an ugly nigga at work any day of the week. So, Joe, I don't know. I don't think I got nothing else. Besides, when did you notice I was fine as hell? Besides that, when did you notice?
I don't have a date.
Give me a time frame. Give me a time frame. Like, first time seeing me, second time seeing me at the school, or this time when you like, woo, that nigga fine.
So back when it was your smile, it was always your smile.
I was always a handsome young man.
It was your smile. I always had a thing for the dark skins. But
hold on, say that again.
I always had a thing for the dark skins.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't.
I did.
Oh, okay.
But it was your smile. And then now.
It's the whole bitch. The whole bitch. You don't even got to say it. I help. It's the whole bitch.
No. It's the fact that you can clearly see your growth. It has nothing to do with your physical.
Yeah, I'm talking about the physical part, though. That's the part I want to get these motherfuckers.
Of course, you've always been handsome.
Oh, I ain't hear that before. Say it one more time.
That's all you wanted to hear. That's terrible.
I know.
We know that, but
that's why I keep on getting called sassy in this fucking community. Person,
but you're not. So
hold on. Time out. I was talking to. Go ahead, say that part again.
But you can be handsome and a fucked up person.
Oh, you can. You can. And back then, I was handsome. No stomach. 32 teeth. I don't think I got 32 of them bitches now. 32 teeth. What? Right. And no stomach.
Well,
I was thin as fuck.
You were.
I was thin as fuck. And now when people see me, they be like, oh, you got some size on you. And I be like, I'm still that thin nigga. What the fuck is y'all talking about? And I took a picture and looked at my belly. I was like, no, I'm big him. I'm big him. Nah.
Big him.
I'm big him. I think both of our shit just aligned how it was dark skin for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark skin for both of us.
I don't mess with the light skins.
I never had a real thing for the light ones. Never did.
Not for real.
Nah. Crazy shit is Tori. Tori was light skinned. Tori was before you though. Yep, Latoria. She was light skinned. That's the reason I hate them bitches. Nah.
What is that?
No, I will always date a woman of color. She could be Mexican, shit like that. I just picture I'm always going to be married to a black woman. Like, I don't see me falling in love with a Latino woman. Not saying it's not possible. I just don't see it.
Understood.
Yeah. So, our shit on 1%, it been.